ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಈವನ್ ಆಸ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಅಕ್ಯೂಟ್ಲಿ ಅವೇರ್ ಆಫ್ ಮೈ ಬೀಂಗ್ ಅನ್ಕ್ವಾಲಿಫೈಡ್ ಟು ಸ್ಪೀಕ್ ಆನ್ ರಾಮನವಮಿ ಫೆಸ್ಟಿವಲ್, ಬಟ್ ಐ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಫೀಲ್ ವೆರಿ ಹ್ಯಾಪಿ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ವೆರಿ ಎನ್ಲೈವನ್ ಟುಡೇ ದ ವೇ ದ ಫೆಸ್ಟಿವಲ್ ಈಸ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಆನ್, ದ ದರ್ಶನ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ಶಿಪ್ಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದ ಎಂಥೂಸಿಯಾಸಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಈಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಇನ್ಸ್ಪೈರಿಂಗ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ವೆರಿ ಎನ್ಲೈವನಿಂಗ್. ಐ ಸೀಕ್ ದಿ ಬ್ಲೆಸ್ಸಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಲ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ವೈಷ್ಣವೀಸ್, ವೈಷ್ಣವಾಸ್, ಆಲ್ ಸೀನಿಯರ್ ಡಿಸೈಪಲ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಶ್ರೀಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ್. ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ಬ್ಲೆಸ್ ಮೀ, ಐ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಫೈ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ರಾಮ್ ಫಾರ್ ದಿ ಪ್ಯೂರಿಫಿಕೇಶನ್ ಆಫ್ ಮೈ ಓನ್ ಹಾರ್ಟ್. As Gaurgopal Prabhu was speaking about Lord Ram's character, I was remembering a verse from Chanakya. Chanakya Pandit says a very interesting thing about culture. What is a Vaishnava culture? Pratha dyuta prasanganam madhyana stri prasangata ratro chora prasanganam kalo gacchati dhimata. He says how intelligent people spend their time. This is Chanakya Pandit's verdict. He says intelligent people spend their time by Pratah Dyuta Prasanganam. Morning, they come together and discuss gambling. Madhyana Stri Prasangata. Afternoon, they talk about women. Ratro Chora Prasanganam. Night time, they talk about thief. Kalo gachati dhimata. This is how intelligent people spend their time. What is the purport? What does this mean? This means morning, devotees come together and talk about gambling. Where was gambling held? Which is the mother of all gambling matches? The Mahabharata. The morning devotees talk. Mahabharata. Afternoon, Stri Prasangat, which is the episode where a woman's tears destroyed the whole dynasty of the Asuras, and that is Ramayana. And Ratro Chora Prasanga, in the night time we talk about thief. Who is the king of all thieves? Krishna. So basically devotees come together, we glorify Krishna, we discuss and we chant the Lord's pastimes and purify our hearts. Once some archaeologists, they were talking to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada asked them, what do you study? They said, we study primitive people. Srila Prabhupada said, we study advanced people. So we are talking about Ramayana, which is the journey of Lord Ram. In fact, even according to many material scholars, Ramayana is dated to be 880,000 BC. That is when it was composed. It is foundational to the cultural consciousness of India. Most of us in India, we grow up hearing about Ramayana. It's very natural because everyone in India, even Muslims, Christians, and people of other faiths, they hear about Lord Ram. In fact, I want to share one small thing here. I feel this is an appropriate place to share because, you know, I grew up in a small town, in a small village before I came to Mumbai city. And I remember during my childhood, we didn't have television in our village. India was just developing. And I remember my first 10 years not watching television. And every evening, my grandfather and my grandmom, I grew up with them. They would take me to the local temple in our town. And every evening, I remember seeing dramas of Mahabharata or Ramayana. And then when I was 10, I came to Mumbai and then I stayed with my parents. But I remember that impression very strong. And when I came to Mumbai, I remember getting confused because my father was in government service. We had a colony, government colony where, we had clubs and tennis courts and things like that. And all this was new for me. And, you know, children, they gather impressions very fast. So as a young boy, I got confused because my first impression was there was a drama in our club and they did a spoof on Ramayana. I was shocked because I had never seen something like that, where Ram and Lakshman are, you know, it was very, very cheaply portraying the whole Ramayana. And Jatayu, they're asking him, where is Sita? And Jatayu says, I don't remember. And Lakshman is telling Ram to bribe Jatayu. Jatayu says, I remember little bit. All those kind of things. And I remember crying and getting confused. But of course, then Mumbai got me. And till Srila Prabhupada came to our lives and revealed to us, we were all getting lost. So therefore, the innocence and purity is murdered actually by the modern times, the culture. I remember talking to one young boy, he was I think 16, and he impressed me so much with his knowledge, with the information he had. I was astounded. He knew everything practically about all the countries of the world, about politics. And then I was reflecting, I was thinking, when I was his age, I didn't even know half of what he knows. He's so learned. And then I realized, maybe I'm grateful to Krishna for that. I was feeling happy, and then I was talking to other devotees, senior devotees. They were saying, yes, maybe, maybe it's better to not know so much and be a little innocent and pure, because the way we are being bombarded, our purity and innocence is being throttled. That's why Ramayana begins with the Balakand. It's interesting, there are seven sections, Balakand, then there is Ayodhya Kand, there is Aranya Kand, forest, then there is Kishkinda Kand, then there is Sundara Kand, Yuddha Kand, and Uttara Kand. Now, Balakand means what? Pastimes, childhood pastimes of Lord Ram. But you will find something very interesting. In Ramayana, there is very few, hardly any pastimes of Lord Ram as a, in Valmiki Ramayana, there are hardly any pastimes of Lord Ram as a child. Krishna's childhood pastimes you will find so much in the 10th canto. But in Valmiki Ramayana, you will find hardly any pastimes of Lord Ram as a child. In fact, nothing. The main pastime begins at the age of 16, when Vishwamitra comes to take him to kill Tataka and Maricha and Subhav. And then he wins Sita's hand. But there's hardly any pastime. So why the first section is called Balakand? The Acharyas, Vaishnava Acharyas give a very, very important purport to this. They say this Balakand refers to actually Vishwamitra Rishi. Vishwamitra was a very powerful Rishi. He was actually, his name was Vishwa Amitra. Amitra means enemy, not a friend. Vishwa means the whole world. He had become enemies with the whole world. He was so tough person that when he was a king, he wanted to be a rishi. And then there is a lot of pastime of Vishwamitra. How he wanted to be Raja Rishi, then Brahma Rishi. And in his ambitions, he even created a constellation of planets. And he fought with everyone. He was known for his anger and also, and he slipped a few times from his standard, then he fought back with great determination. And he was considered to be very stoic and tough person, Vishwamitra Rishi. But what happened to him? With his association of Lord Ram and his devotion to Lord Ram made him like a child. In the sense, his purity and innocence came up and he was crying tears of affection for the Lord. So the Acharyas implore us, the devotees who take shelter of Lord Ram, that we should aspire for this. Our aspiration is to become a child like Vishwamitra Rishi became when he came in contact with Ram. So this is what we want to revive. We want to revive the purity, the innocence. And the Ramayana provides us this with great abundance. There are, in the Vedic scriptures, there are three categories of literature. The first is called the Vedas, the Samaveda, Rig Veda, which focuses on the Shabda, the sound. Then there are the Puranas, which emphasize on Artha, the meaning. And then there are scriptures which are poetic. They are called as Kavya. They focus on deeper meaning, or what is called as Bhavartha or Paramartha. But Ramayana is called as Mahakavya, the greatest of all poetic masterpieces, because Ramayana delights and enlivens our senses. And what does Ramayana actually do to us is revealed in the very first two verses of Ramayana. I would like to speak these two verses, because this reveals what wealth we have. Recently, we were discussing some devotees. We were saying how, we could have more and more of Ramayana lectures, because Ramayana is so attractive even for new people when they come. The character, the example of Lord Ram. we say Krishna is Leela Purushottam, supreme in his pastimes. Lord Chaitanya is Audharya Purushottam, most merciful. Krishna's pastimes are most sweet. But Lord Ram is what? Maryada Purushottam. Best example. Ideal integrity. Best leadership example. Now, when we talk about Krishna as Leela Purushottam, we may be very inspired to chant Krishna's pastimes. But there is a tendency we could become Sahajiya. India is filled with Sahajiya. Sahajiyas are those who take Krishna's pastime very cheaply. They say, I also love Krishna. I get dreams of Krishna. They don't approach Krishna with reverence as much as a cheap casualness. That is Sahajiya. The other extreme is Indian spirituality is also filled with Mayavad. Mayavadis are those people, they deny form of the Lord. So Mayavad and Sahajiya. So we may say Krishna is Leela Purushottam, Krishna's pastimes are very sweet, and we could drift to Sahajiya. And we may say Lord Chaitanya is Audharya Purushottam, most merciful, he will save us. Yes, that is true. But then, without Lord Ram, there is a danger that we may absolve ourselves of the responsibility of working hard and purifying our own hearts. And for that endeavor, we have an excellent example of Lord Ram. He is Maryada Purushottam. How to be steadfast in our vows. How to lead a life of saying no to sense gratification and lower pleasures. And how to say yes to higher principles. That is Lord Ram. And the characters of Ramayana. Bharat, Lakshman, Hanuman. So interesting, the Ramayana begins with Kujantam Rama Rameti Maduram Madhuraksharam Aruya Kavita Shakam Vande Valmiki Kokilam. Valmiki Muni is considered as a cuckoo bird, very beautiful singing. Ramayana is considered to be a beautiful tree. There are branches in this tree, and Valmiki, the beautiful cuckoo bird, is singing nectar of Ramayana on this branch of Ramayana tree. But the next verse compares Valmiki to a lion. Valmikir Muni Sinhasya Kavita Vanacharita Shrinvan Rama Katanagan Konayati Prasangatim. Valmiki is a lion amongst poets, and by his roaring, lion amongst men, Lord Ram will enter our heart. First time anybody reads this, they get a little confused because, you know, cuckoo and lion, they're not similar. Even if you tame a lion for 25 years, he can't sing like a cuckoo. And even if you train the cuckoo, he can't roar like a lion. So why is Valmiki compared to a cuckoo bird and also to a lion? Very interesting. Because cuckoo sings very sweetly. Similarly, Ramayana is very sweet. The pastimes are very, very beautiful, very sweet. At the same time, lion roars majestically. And all the small animals run away in fear in the forest when the lion roars. Similarly, when we read or hear Ramayana more deeply, we can feel the roaring of Valmiki. All the doubts and misgivings, which are like small animals, they run away from the heart. And we develop strong faith and strong determination to practice Krishna consciousness. That's why a great Vaishnava poet has sung, Sita Ram Charit Ati Pavan Madhur Saras Aur Ati Man Bhavan. He says, Sita Ram Charit is Ati Pavan, most purifying. It is Madhur Saras, it is a nectar. It is a river of nectar. And Ati Man Bhavan, it is completely pleasing to the heart. And at the same time, what will happen if you read and hear Ramayana more and more? Puni Puni Kidariye Shuniye Shunaye Hiya Ki Pyas Bujat Na Bujaye. The more and more we hear about Ramayana, we will be satisfied, but we will never be satisfied. Because we will want to hear more and more and more. Therefore, on this most auspicious occasion of Sri Ram Navami, we can pray for this simple faith and purity by which we can connect to Lord Ram and aspire to be pure in our service and in our aspirations. Because in Ramayana, if you see, some of the main characters, they gave up pleasures. Pleasures which the world is hankering for. Position. Bharat, what did Bharat have to do? Bharat simply had to say, I didn't ask for this kingdom. It just came my way. He didn't ask for it. He could have quietly accepted it as saying that, oh, I'm just getting it. No, he was determined to be the servant of Lord Ram. He refused to accept the throne. And we can see that how to be a devotee is taught to us in the Ramayana. Lakshman teaches us how never to leave the Lord, how to never leave the service of the Lord. And Bharat teaches us how to live if the Lord is not with us. And Shatrughna teaches us how to serve those who are feeling separation from the Lord. Everyone is teaching us. Mandodari, now Urmila, Lakshman went to the forest. Sita went to forest because she wanted to serve Ram. Urmila also wanted to come to the forest. But she had a higher, she sacrificed because Lakshman wanted her to serve his mothers, Sumitra, Kaikeyi and Kaushalya. So everyone was in the mood of service. That is the central theme of Ramayana. And in Ramayana we find this Karuna Ras, the rasa of separation from the Lord, very deep. And this is also the Gaudiya Vaishnava Siddhanta. It echoes with our mood very much. If you see, there is so much of separation the devotees are feeling. Even Kaikeyi was feeling. Kaikeyi laments like anything in the end. She's insisting. She's telling Ram, you come back. She goes to the forest. Ram says, no, it's too late now. And then she tells Bharat. Now, what does Bharat do? Bharat is living outside Ayodhya. He is managing the whole kingdom of Ayodhya, but not taking any facilities, not taking any position. He is doing all the service on behalf of Lord Ram for 14 years, but doesn't take any position. He wears the garb of an ascetic, lives outside at Nandigram in a small hut, and he digs the ground and sleeps below the ground because he doesn't want to sleep on the same level as his master, because his master, Lord Ram, is sleeping on the floor. And Lord Ram ate fruits and roots. He says, I won't eat even that. I will eat only barley and mixed with cow urine. He performed rigorous austerities, much more than Ram. And Kaikeyi, his mother, comes and begs forgiveness. And she tells him that, my dear son, please give me a place in this hut. Let me also do prayaschit. Let me atone for my sin. And Bharat says, no. She says, no, I want to stay here because the silk soft bed of the palace, it stings me like scorpions. And the royal feast in the palace is like poison for me because I am the one who has caused banishment of Ram. And Bharat says, no, don't run away from this atonement. You stay in the palace, sleep on those bed, eat the royal food and suffer for the next 14 years. And that will be your punishment. And that way you will realize that position, power is useless. Especially for those in leadership position, Ramayana is like a manual, leadership manual. That's why Srila Prabhupada, you know, very interesting. In London, he wanted Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman. London is the capital of UK, England. He wanted Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman in Delhi. Which is the capital of India. In Washington DC also we have Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman. Capital of US. So capital of the countries. And Mumbai, which is the financial capital of India, we have Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman. So therefore Ramayana is an excellent leadership manual where integrity, sacrifice, love, dedication is taught to us. And we will absorb ourselves in these qualities of Lord Ram as we now prepare to take part in this Abhishek ceremony of Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman. And let us pray and aspire that we can also become a pure and simple hearted and absorb ourselves in the pastimes of the Lord. Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman ki jai. Shri Shri Ram Navami Maha Mahotsav ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanande.